Hey, g'day y'all. Welcome to another episode of Strange Days. On this one, I'm going to go into a little bit of holistic wellness, I guess you could call it. I'm going to go through a few herbs. We're going to go through a little bit of maybe some gardening tips and hints and all these other aspects for a change of the woo-hoo and all that. So I hope you get something out of this. For those in those sort of realms, I think you might find this fascinating. No doubt about it. Catch you in about 3.5 minutes.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise and put up a parking lot. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people $1.50 to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. It took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now, now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie. Why not they pay paradise to put up a parking lot? Hey, 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 pay paradise to put up a parking lot. I wanna give it, why you wanna give it, why you wanna give it all away? Hey, 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 you wanna give it, I should wanna give it, cause you give it all away. Nah, nah.
Right, let's get into it. First up, our little mate by the name of garlic. Garlic can kill as many as 40 infections. The National Library of Medicine contains 4,525 study abstracts on garlic, which shows that it is successfully treats more than 150 chronic diseases. It effectively protects against pathogenic bacteria, viruses, parasites, antibiotic resistance, MRSA, and yeast infection. When ingested, allicin turns into sulfenic acid, which is the fastest acting free radical eliminator. Next on my list. Ever listen to this? How to clean silver. This guy uses a stainless steel pot, aluminium foil, shiny side up at the bottom, put knives at the bottom, spoons scattered and blah, blah, blah. 7 tablespoons of baking soda sprinkled on top. 7 tablespoons of sprinkled salt on top. Cover with boiling water and flatware. Should be submerged, of course. Let's sit for 2 to 3 hours. Crystal clear silver, guys. I doubt about it. No doubt about it. How to find natural spring waters, especially covert website, which in the Americas.
Locations you should definitely check out if you're in the area. This connects to your brain in a very strange way. Wait until you hear this. A 2% decrease in brain hydration can cause brain fog, memory issues, mental problems. You guys are mentally problematic if you don't have enough water. Get this. 2% decrease, short-term memory loss, math, computations. If you just have a little bit, not enough water, your brain starts to shrink. And look at this. If it goes any longer, prolonged dehydration causes brain cell to shrink in size and mass. The best way to tell where you're at in terms of hydration is the color of your urine. It's an amazing, gives you signals as to what's going on. So you should be in this range here. If your urine is this dark, you got a real issue. You're quite dehydrated. But you can also overdose on water. If it's super clear at the top there, then you're drinking too much. You should simmer down a little bit. Ideally, it's in this range. So this website, findaspring.org, will tell you where springs are in your area. You live in New York and you're not going to one of these damn springs? What the heck are you drinking? Tap water? I hope not. What's wrong with Clifton? Check out this spring. They got reviews on them. People leave reviews, water sample, water tests. So they're clean, pure, clear, under control. And look at this. You're in California, and you don't know about the San Bernardino above there. There's a couple springs over here. Some springs. There's a spring there. Boom, bang, bing. I'd be hitting up all these springs. Look at this. Portland. The hot springs are labeled with a red little droplet there. You got some hot springs, cold springs, healing springs. I'd be going all these, man. So check out these springs and get hydrated the old-fashioned way with actually clean water. Without chemicals.
This next one goes into a little bit of black seed oil. Check this out, guys.
So many people ask me, where does black seed oil...
I just got a hiccup on it. That's all right. I can read it out if it doesn't load.
Come from? Yes. Well, it comes from this, Nigella sativa, a.k.a. black cumin seed. Now, if you didn't know, black cumin seed is some of nature's strongest natural antibiotic.
Yes, the server on the other end, I've worked it out. It's mucks up every now and then. It's really weird, even though I've already got them in my case, pretty much. It's really weird how
antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial. In fact, the list of antis is so long, you can look up the 101 benefits of black seed oil. All you need, 1/2 teaspoon of the oil twice a day. Doesn't matter whether it's daily immune boosting or you're dealing with a crisis, cold, flu, dreaded C word.
It's great for like antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antifungal, anti-cancer, anti-asthmatic, antihistamine, antiviral, anticoagulant, and it's an anti-diabetic and an anti-ulcer, you know. So there's some bloody big findings with black seed oil, there's no doubt about it. Coming from cumin does not surprise me at all when you think about it. There's 101 actually black seed oil benefits, you know. It cures everything from promotes heart health, fights fungal infections, reduces allergies, sinuses, good for your skin. It's an efficient skin cancer treatment. Black seed oil for acne, infection killer, boosts fertility, good for your hair, reduces flus and fevers, cures boils and treats coughs and asthma. Black seed oil for diarrhea, reduces high blood pressure. Helps eliminate insomnia, and the list just goes on and on. Just a few to name out of the 101. There's a thing with zinc, you know. Zinc needs copper. Just as important, it depletes copper if not taken in almost equal quantities. And if you add magnesium and selenium, you have a very powerful detoxer of heavy metals, guys. The real power is in the combination, like in life, really, when you think about it. A lot of foods that contain copper, well, when you look into copper, copper was discovered over 10,000 years ago. It was originated, was known as Cerium Aeus, meaning the metal of Cyprus, hinting its sound and country and origin. Copper was used in Egyptian papyruses, wound dressings. It was thought that copper would enhance and heal the healing process. Hippocrates frequently treated leg ulcers and varicose veins with copper. In 1926, copper was discovered as a dietary trace element after a study conducted on rats found copper was needed for red blood cell hominidogen production. The first clinical sign of human copper deficiency was found in 1962. Symptoms of deficiencies include anemia, brittle bones, hypothermia, and poor pigmentation of the skin and hair. Studies have shown that copper can reverse poor pigmentation, such as gray hair and age spots. Copper helps to regulate enzymes in the body. Copper is often taken to boost the immune system. Once again, copper is involved in a number of immune enzymes, namely superoxide. I can't quite read the bottom of this. I can't read it. It's too small. Anyway, copper has been linked with cognitive health. To little or too much can cause devastation. Cognitive changes. Too little has been known to cause brain tissue damage. Too much has been linked to Alzheimer's disease. Copper helps to produce energy by being an essential part of the copper-based enzymes in the body and helps to boost ATP levels. Copper, guys. Copper. Next to my little list. Hey, chicken, welcome to the room. The health benefits of lemon. Lemon water can also do a lot of things too. It's a post-work drink. It's good. Alkalines the body. Asthma treatment. Balances blood sugar. Balances pH levels. It's a brain food. It's a detoxifier. It's a heart food. It helps treat scurvy. It keeps our body hydrators, kills free radicals, kills worms, lowers high blood pressure, just to name a few of all these different things that it does. Lemon, another amazing substance to put into your body. Gum disease and gingivitis. Let's have a listen about gum disease, guys.
Now, Boss, what's the best natural way to deal with gingivitis, gum disease? It's called myrrh, the same stuff gifted to baby Jesus, just so happens to help with gum disease. Although limited, studies have shown that myrrh is effective against any gum microbe. This amazing tree resin not only helped with oral health issues, it also helped with parasites. Looking to take the natural approach, do yourselves a favor and try myrrh powder, myrrh tea, or myrrh extract. Health Boss, you're welcome.
Bit of myrrh, guys. A little bit of myrrh. Parasite cleansing time.
Want to make sure your body is constantly getting rid of parasites? Then you need to take two of these every morning. First thing in the morning, on an empty stomach, have 3 walnuts and 1 tablespoon of pumpkin seeds. Walnuts contain a substance called juglone, which was shown in a study done on mice to reduce male parasitic worms by 63.1% and female parasitic worms by 52.1%. Now, according to this other study done on pumpkin seeds, they contain a compound called curcubitins, which, quote, may be used to control gastrointestinal nematode infections. Nematodes are parasitic worms like roundworms and threadworms, sometimes found in dogs. So if you're like me and you have a lot of four-legged family members, make sure to parasitic cleanse regularly.
Yeah, a bit of parasite cleansing goes a long way, guys. These things can build up in your system, there's no doubt about it. Have a listen to this. High in alkaline food. Peppers. Seasonal fruits. Root vegetables. K-lime. Seaweed, green leafy vegetables, now the problem is with this is that it takes me back to different levels. There's lots of things you can use, like an alkaline substances for your body to keep it more alkaline. Apples, blueberries, bladderwrack, burra bananas, dates, goji berries, grape seed, ginger, hemp seed, kale, key limes, onion, okra, papaya, sour soup, sour soap, sea moss, watermelon, walnuts, and tomatoes. It's actually called sour soap. Different thing. Different vegetable, guys. Different. Without electricity, the world would be no... There'd be no movement. I can't read the article. Alkaline proteins, chia seed, hemp seed, quinoa, lentils, sesame seed, chickpeas, walnuts, sunflower seeds, and Brazilian nuts. Nine alkaline foods that remove acid from the body are actually plum, tomatoes, teff grain, basil, cucumber, seeded watermelon, seeded grapes, strawberries, key limes, and burro bananas. Some things that keep you a little bit more alkaline than acidic, guys. The benefits of hot water versus cold water. Hot water opens the pores and cleans and skinning. That helps the body remove toxins from the skin. Helps the nasal congestion, relaxes muscles, reduces anxiety, and reduces pain and helps insomnia. Cold water stimulates antidepressant hormones, stimulates the immune system, decreases inflammation and swelling, increases alertness, it boosts the metabolism, and tightens the skin. The biggest secret in dentistry, Celtic salt. Hey, welcome to the room. Celtic salt.
Industry does not want you to know. I combed through over 6,000 comments on my viral salt video for oral care, and this was hands down the best, most talked about, and the most used salt out there. And let me show you exactly how I use it. So what I do is I wet my toothbrush, dip it in the salt, and brush. Also, I take a pinch of it, and with warm water, I gargle. Maybe 30 seconds. Celtic sea salt also has over 80 naturally occurring minerals, so it's also helping to remineralize your teeth. Celtic sea salt and salt in general kills the bacteria that is the root cause of periodontal disease and gingivitis. So if you would like to take full control of your own oral care and say goodbye to your dentist forever, what are you waiting for? Get on board the Celtic sea salt train.
The next one, do it yourself, hack, grow your own. But I can't play because it's a visual. So that makes it not too good. Ever listen about cholesterol medicines, guys? What do you think of this?
Everyone over the age of 40 on cholesterol-lowering medication, yeah? Are you ready for the side effects? Dementia, muscle wasting, Alzheimer's, memory loss, and they've just added another one, breast cancer. I'll tell you a story to illustrate. I had a lady and a man attend my programs in New Zealand. I think that was about 2 years ago. They were in their early 70s. Tuesday night, I spoke on heart disease where I revealed what's happening with cholesterol. They came to me on Thursday. They said, we need to talk to you. I said, yes. The man looked at his wife and she just had her head down. He said, we're about to put my wife in aged care. He said, she was leaving the iron on. We got to the point where we won't be able to handle her. He said, we came to your lecture and we heard what the cholesterol-lowering medication does. She's been on it for 10 years. It was Lipitor. There's a whole book written on the dangers of Lipitor. He said, so we stopped because they heard me say there will be a side effect to stopping Lipitor. Your memory will return. He said to me, we're on our third day, and he said, I've got my wife back. He said, we are not putting her. We did not want to, but he said it was getting so difficult. And they both had tears in their eyes. How many people are in aged care with dementia and Alzheimer's and memory loss? And it's the cholesterol-lowering medication. I believe personally this verges on criminal.
Pretty deep stuff, guys, when you think about it. Pretty deep stuff. But they love you and they're here to help you. Yeah, right. What about some avocado knowledge?
Avocados every day, here's what will happen to your body. First of all, your heart will thank you, because the healthy fats in avocados will help keep your cardiovascular system healthy. By reducing LDL cholesterol levels, they minimize the risk of heart disease. What's more, your eyes will benefit from the lutein present in avocados, as it protects against the harmful effects of UV rays and helps prevent age-related macular degeneration. As the weeks go by, you'll notice that your weight management improves. The healthy fats and fiber in avocados will give you lasting satiety while stabilizing your blood sugar levels, helping to control cravings. Improve your memory. The omega-3 fatty acids in avocados promote memory and concentration by improving cerebral blood circulation. Your skin, meanwhile, will glow with health thanks to avocado vitamins and antioxidants. By adopting this habit, you'll support healthy digestion and reduce inflammation in your body, minimizing the risk of disease. Your immune system will be strengthened thanks to the essential vitamins contained in avocados. So add an avocado to your diet for all these benefits and a delicious culinary experience.
Right, next on the list, we're getting through a few here tonight, that's for sure. Toxic ingredients in hair care. And brushing teeth with baking soda. Barbara O'Neill. Ever listen to this?
Be cautious of, and that is sodium lauryl sulfate. Sodium lauryl sulfate is what causes the foaming action in most shampoos. And sodium lauryl sulfate kills the hair follicles. So we don't want our hair follicles to die. So it's important to take a magnifying glass and have a look for sodium lauryl sulfate. You might find that if you go to places like Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, there will be some more natural type shampoos and conditioners. I always coconut oil my hair probably every 3 months. I put the coconut oil into it and I leave it for a whole day, and then at the end of the day I wash it out and I have a shampoo that is a coconut oil based shampoo. It's very nourishing to the scalp, very nourishing to the hair. Traditionally, I know in Australia a lot of the Aboriginals used to clean their teeth with charcoal. Yes, that black charcoal makes nice white teeth, maybe not while you're cleaning them. Some people will just dip their toothbrush into a little bowl of sodium bicarbonate with maybe a drop of peppermint oil and clean their teeth with that. Nadine Artemis, she has written an excellent book on teeth health, and she says after every meal, just rinse your mouth with sodium bicarbonate and water.
A mini goat as a pet? Here are the three best mini goat breeds. Number 3, Nigerian Dwarf. These little goats are as charming as they are versatile, perfectly sized for a cuddle. Their colorful coats and friendly personalities brighten up any home, making them a fantastic choice for a family pet. Number 2, Mini Alpine. These goats carry a certain elegance and charm that is hard to resist. Adaptability is their strong suit, comfortably fitting into various living situations, and their laid-back nature allows for easy bonding and interaction with their owners. Number 1. Pygmy Goat. Their friendly demeanor and irresistible charm make them fantastic companions. Pygmy goats easily win people over with their warm personalities and affectionate nature, ensuring that every day is filled with joy and laughter. Which of these adorable mini goat breeds has captured your heart and is likely to be your next pet?
They're an amazing looking breed. I only come across them the other day. They're only like the size of a puppy, you know. It's freaking incredible. They look like they'd be a great pet. Yeah, I'd be very interested in owning one, or if I had children to get one. I think they'd be fantastic. I reckon miniature pigs too could make a good pet. They're pretty highly intelligent and all that. How do you use clothes to stop a cold?
This little guy, a little cloak, can stop a cold or a sore throat in its tracks. I'm a little worn down. I have a little sore throat, so I'm doing this hack that works. You're going to take 5 or 6 cloves, put them in a mug, and then the first thing you're going to do is you're going to make a clove tea. So you're going to put boiling water, and you're going to steep the clove for about 15 minutes. Clove is a very powerful herb and has been known to stop colds or illnesses in its tracks. Clove is antiviral and anti-inflammatory, and it works so well to help boost the immune system. It also smells amazing. You want to let it steep for at least 15 minutes. Once your tea is cool enough to drink and it's been steeping for about 15 minutes, you want to drink your whole cup of tea. It seriously is like a Christmas in a cup. But don't stop there. You're going to do one more thing that is going to kick a cold. It's going to help your sore throat and boost your immune system. Let's go back to the kitchen. We're going to fish out a clove and you're going to chew on it. Yep, you're going to put it on your mouth and chew on it. It's going to be spicy. It's not going to taste that great, but I promise it works. You're going to chew on it for 1 minute. Spit it out. Drink some water. You'll probably notice that your breath is so much fresher. Clove is actually super amazing for your oral health as well. If you have a sore throat, you should notice relief pretty immediately. And I promise you, this age-old natural remedy is going to help you feel better in no time.
Right, we're getting through a few now. What are we at? Oh, yeah, good half an hour in. This is great. Lemon ice cream. 3 organic lemons, 1 can of coconut milk, and 1/2 cup of maple syrup. Okay, let's have a listen to this.
Whisk you blend 3 lemons with coconut milk and maple syrup, then transfer the mixture to an ice cube tray, freeze, and blend again. You will have just created the creamiest, most refreshing 3-ingredient lemon ice cream. Enjoy! Whisk you blend 3 lemons with coconut milk and maple syrup, then transfer the mixture to an ice cube tray, freeze, and blend again. You will have just created the creamiest, most refreshing 3-ingredient lemon ice cream. Enjoy!
Homemade fresh ice cream, guys. Mm-hmm. Shush. Looks pretty good too. I have tried homemade ice cream before, and second to none once you actually do it. Yeah. This guy goes into rebooting your brain in 30 seconds. Dr. Mandel, I can't remember if he talks during it, but I'll tell you the pressure points he's stimulating.
Right in the center of the thumb, we're going to pinch it. Pinch both sides. Pinch it hard together. Back and forth. Pinch and release. Good. For about 20 seconds. Keep doing it. Some of you may feel some changes as you do this back in the nasal region. Okay? Now, after 20 seconds, you're going to take these same 2 fingers, and I want you to squeeze the side part of the nail bed, just like this. You're going to squeeze it together, just like this. Okay, you're going to squeeze it, and you're going to hold that point. Go ahead. Just hold it. And you're going to hold it anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute, And as you hold it right now, I'm starting to feel changes behind my nasal area. I feel it opening up. I can feel my sinuses open up. I can feel myself breathing better, but I'm feeling pressure relieving back in my sinus area. This is stimulating the pituitary gland, right?
I must admit, trying it myself, whether it's mind over matter, it seemed to work. You know what I mean?
This is one of the best concoctions I think I've ever come up with, and it could not be simpler. All it is watermelon, fresh mint, and ice blended together to make a smoothie or some kind of a slushy. And this thing I've been having every day for the last maybe about 6 weeks, and it has been cleaning me out like nobody's business. I've been getting rid of parasites, I've been getting rid of plaque, all kinds of stuff, and I've been going to the gym. This is my pre-workout. It's my post-workout. I've been having anywhere from like a liter up until about 6 liters sometimes. Sometimes all I have is this, but most of the time it's this all day, and then I'll have a meal at the end of the day. It has improved my bowel function so much. My bowels are so much more regular. Every single day I feel like I'm cleaning out older waste. I've dropped fluid. I have dropped all my Christmas weight, which is why I started doing it in the first place. And it's just made me feel so much better.
Right, next on the list, 6 ways to kill weeds with no Roundup. Pull them, just a little elbow grease, or put the kettle on, boiling water kills them. Vinegar, a few drops of eco-friendly dish liquid, and some sunshine. Mow them before they flower to reduce spreading. Torch them with a weed torch. Embrace them, dandelions and more are edible. Nine shilajit benefits of medication. That's right. Hidden fact. There was a man named Li Qing Yong who lived a full 256-year-old. Born in 1677, died in May the 6th, 1933. His full obituary is in the book Rare Earth Forbidden Cures. He was in the New York Times and was even given certificates by the Emperor of China, congratulating him. There is now a university in the name that studies longevity. His diet consists of medicinal mushrooms, herbs, and was believed to take copious amounts of, it's called S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T, okay, shilajit, and sea vegetables. Li Qing swore by the daily consumption of these substances and heavily credited them for his miraculous longevity. Very interesting. I've been on a mushroom protocol, and I can tell you now, far out, you can definitely notice some sort of a difference for sure. Do it yourself, homemade mayonnaise, guys.
As long as you're avoiding seed oils, mayonnaise can be a health food. Here's how you can make it in your own kitchen. 2 egg yolks and 1 egg white. These are corn and soy free egg yolks. Then I'm going to add a tablespoon of Dijon mustard. It's going to help the fats to emulsify. Now we're going to need some form of acid. This could be lemon juice, or in my case, I'm using apple cider vinegar, just a tablespoon of that. Then add about a half tablespoon of cold water. Now the main ingredient, we're going to throw in 2 cups of this avocado oil, and make sure you let it sit for about 15 seconds before you start to blend it, because you want all the oils to rise to the top and the egg yolks to settle at the bottom. Next, we're gonna add about a teaspoon or a pinch of a high quality sea salt. Now, the secret to getting a high quality, nice consistency mayo is using an immersion blender. But you're gonna stick this on the bottom and make sure that the stainless steel blade is always in contact with the egg yolk and not raising up. This is gonna create a nice vortex, which is gonna allow the fats to emulsify. This is gonna happen super fast. as you can see, it took less than a minute, about 30 seconds, and it created a beautiful consistency of mayonnaise. This is a lot healthier than store-bought mayonnaise. It didn't use any seed oils. It just used a high-quality avocado oil. And that tastes so freaking good.
Looks bloody good, too. Bloody bingo. Damn, ticking boxes everywhere tonight. That's for bloody sure. AVC, I'm not sure what this is about. Oh, yeah, the hood. I actually nearly got into this. Yeah, on a big scale. Did you know? Soaking your feet in apple cider vinegar for 30 minutes helps soothe sore feet muscles, get rid of bad feet smells, relieve pain from minor sunburns, heals dry skin, gets rid of toenail fungus, removes warts, and gets rid of cracked heels. Mix one part apple cider vinegar to four parts of water. My friend. Hey, welcome to the room, angels. Yeah, good to see you. Five types of foods that actually, these are foods that will last for 10 years, all right? Now, you've got, when it comes to canned foods, you've got bloody, you've got carrots, corn, mushrooms, chickpeas, spam, tomatoes, tuna, and corned beef. Fats and oils that will last up to 10 years as well is olive oil, avocado oil, sesame seed oil, coconut oil, almond butter, and chi. Beans that will last with kidney beans, lima beans, black beans, flava beans, mung beans, and pinto beans. Freeze and dried food will last for that long is carrots, cauliflower, broccoli, bananas, apricots and beef. Other dried food options is biscuit mix, cake mix, noodles, powdered milk, beef jerky, instant potatoes, pasta, chia seeds, white rice, rolled oats, coffee, corn kernels, flour, powdered eggs, baking, it's called baking soffa, salt and sugar, crackers, and energy bars. Next on the list. The truth about the umbilical cord. We are not meant to cut the clamp and clamp the umbilical cords. Cord circulation continues for 30 plus minutes after birth, meaning for over 30 minutes, stem cells, blood, and vital nutrients are meant to be pumping into the baby. When the cord is clamped right away, the child usually gasps for air because they were receiving oxygen from the cord. This is why babies can be born underwater and not drown, as they don't need to use their lungs right away. Letting the cord detach on its own, like all animals in the wild, allows the maximum stem cell and blood transfusion to the baby, leading to a healthier, more developed baby. Makes sense. I always thought about that when it comes to these sort of issues, that there was some sort of everything else seems to be upside down. I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to take away our last bit of nutrients, you know, put all the lights on, make it look as scary as hell in a theater, especially like a bloody MK Ultra freaking ward. Nah, guys, I'm a full believer in that. I wish I could go back in time. I'd do it the same thing. Sounds a bit gross when you're carrying it around for a few days, I guess, but these are the things you put up with in parenthood, isn't it? Juicing foods that fix everything, man, that you can just about think of. You know, if you've got a cold, you get carrot, pineapple, ginger, and garlic juice. Headaches, you can get apple, cucumber, kale, ginger, celery juice. Ulcers, cabbage, carrot, and celery. For high BP, you can get beets, apple, celery, and cucumber and ginger. For a nice kidney detox, you can do a juice of carrot, watermelon, cucumber. Eyes, you can do a nice carrot and celery mix. Constipation, carrot, apple, and fresh cabbage. I would even put a sprinkle of magnesium in there, which would really help that situation if that's the problem. Hangovers, apple, carrots, beer, lemon, i.e. don't drink, nervousness, carrot, celery, and pomegranate. For depression, carrot, apple, spinach, and beet. Diabetes, carrot, spinach, and celery. Asthma, carrot, spinach, apple, garlic, and lemon. Arthritis, carrot, celery, pineapple, lemon. Kidney stone, orange, apple, watermelon, lemon. Stress, banana, strawberry, and pear. Fatigue, carrots, beets, green apple, lemon, spinach. Memory loss, pomegranates and beets and grapes. And indigestion is pineapple, carrots, lemon, and mint. Eh? Bloody hell. Doctors calls out Alzheimer's. Have a listen to this. Alzheimer's did not exist apparently 40-odd years ago. Now it's the number four killer. He's one of our favourite docs because he speaks the truth. That's what you want to hear around here, guys.
Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Alzheimer's disease did not occur 40 years ago, even by another name. Now it's the number four killer of adults in the United States over the age of 65. Now what is Alzheimer's disease? Well, it's the going away of the myelin, the insulation material in the brain, the white matter of the brain, which makes up 75% of the brain weight. When the myelin goes away and you don't have enough raw materials to replace it, these naked nerve fibers get all tangled up. You've all heard of the nerve tangles, right, in the myelin. They short circuit and your memory doesn't work. That's what Alzheimer's is. Well, this myelin in the brain that makes up 75% of your brain weight is 100% cholesterol. So you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you're eating egg beaters instead of eggs, you're eating egg white omelets, you're eating margarine and canola oil instead of cream and butter and lard and eggs, and you're eating tofu instead of red meat, you're eating boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Now, how they grow chickens without skin, I don't know, but they figured that one out. And you're better off throwing away the chicken and eating the skin. Then, if you can't get your blood cholesterol below 200, normal, remember, is 220, 270, if you can't get your blood cholesterol below 200, they give you cholesterol-lowering drugs. And then you can't remember who you are. Because you have Alzheimer's disease. Now, because you can't rebuild the myelin in the brain.
This is not really rocket science when you think about it, to be honest with you. You know? Sort of makes a lot of sense. Sort of makes a lot of sense. We can't have this. We can't have thus. Pussies are crazy. What's this? I don't know what this is. I don't know if I want to play. This is a mind bender. All right, let's try this. I don't think it's got anything to do with...
Say the weird thing.
Think of a number between 1 and 10. With that number, multiply it by 9. Now, if you have a two-digit number, I want you to add those two digits together.
Actually, I want you to get a pen and paper, guys, so I can blow your mind. Check this out. Pause it. Go grab yourself a pen and paper and come back and have a listen to this. Right.
Say the weird thing.
Think of a number between 1 and 10. With that number, multiply it by 9. Now, if you have a two-digit number, I want you to add those two digits together. Great. With that new number, subtract 5. Now with that new number, find the corresponding letter in the alphabet. A is 1, B is 2, and so on. Okay, if you have a letter now, think of a name of a country that begins with that letter. A country. Got one? With the name of that country, the last letter in that country, think of a name of an animal that begins with that letter. Okay, with the last letter in the name of that animal, think of a color that begins with that letter. You got one? Seen any orange kangaroos in Denmark lately?
Bloody hell. Bloody hell, this is some spooky voodoo voodoo stuff going on here, guys. How to remove unwanted moles. A problem that some people have in life. Let's have a listen to this.
So I had a couple like unwanted moles and skin tags. So I wanted to try the castor oil with the cayenne and then put it on my back overnight, and half of my mole came off. I'm not kidding. So I will keep you posted. I just put like a little bit of castor oil in a dish, mixed it with the cayenne, put it on a paper towel, and then taped it onto my back overnight. And so I'm going to do it again, but I'll keep you guys posted, because all those unwanted moles and skin tags can come off without going to the dermatologist. Amazing.
Well, I beg to differ, my darling friend, but usually it takes at least 2 weeks to do it, not overnight. So are you sure it wasn't a little speck of dirt you might have peeled off? Possible. I guess so. Things work in mysterious ways sometimes, but in my circles, I've only noticed it probably at the minimum of 2 week process. But so I don't want to give people false hope out there, you know what I mean? I don't want to give people false hope. But it does work. Just takes a little bit longer than usually overnight. She was one of the lucky ones. Bloody hell. She was one of the lucky ones, man. All right. Let's have a little gather at the how to decalcify your pineal gland, all right? Numerous substances cause calcification in the body, but the two primary causes of calcification appear to be fluoride and synthetic calcium. To decalcify your pineal gland, we need to do three things. Step one, eliminate certain foods and environmental factors that are causing additional calcification. Step two, ditch your non-stick cookware and other PFCSs. Most non-stick coatings are fluoride-based substances that are both toxic and calcifying. Step three, avoid chemicals in processed foods, especially synthetic calcium, i.e. calcium phosphate. All of these forms of calcium lead to calcification of the pineal gland. Infants on soy formula receive the estrogen equivalent of a 5-birth control pill a day. Soy has been linked to endocrine disruption, infertility, breast cancer, hypothyroidisms, and thyroid cancer. So please do your own research and consider alternatives that are not toxic to your health, such as almond milk. Scar bugs. This will help to... Okay, here's something to get bugs away from your place. Check this out.
Discovering this trick, my house never had flies, mosquitoes, or cockroaches again. Before I discovered this, I always had problems with unwanted insects in my home. But with these ingredients you have at home, you can make this incredible mixture that will eliminate your problems.
Hey, puppy.
Let's start by adding 2 cups of water into a pan. We will also add cloves. I'm adding about 2 tablespoons. Let's let it boil well and mix in the meantime. This will ensure that all the essence and nutrients remain in the water, thus enhancing our mixture. Now I will add 2 tablespoons of baking soda. Add it little by little so as not to make too much foam. We will continue mixing until it dissolves. Tell me from which city or country you are watching this video so I can send you a hug in the next video. I'm sure if you've never made a mixture with these ingredients, it will solve all your problems related to unwanted insects. Here where I live, there are a lot of insects. And whenever I have visitors at my house, they ask me what I use to avoid insects at home. After this time, we will put the entire mixture into a spray bottle. This way we can only use the amount we need. I'm going to use a funnel to help put it into the bottle. The amount I'm making lasts for up to 1 month, and depending on your use, it can last up to 2 months. Lastly, I will add some bay leaves. This will help to...
Hey. He likes his bay leaves. Weaponizing your home.
Two senior CIA agents believe they were targeted with a sophisticated microwave weapon while they were visiting Australia late last year.
I'll leave that one, actually. It was too long. Actually, I think I'm at the end of my...
Chocolate. I know. We all love it. But I have some bad news. One of the world's most famous chocolate brands is keeping some secrets from you, like cheating, scandals, cover-ups. These are some of the details you may have missed behind the success of one of the largest food and beverage companies on the planet, the multinational Swiss company Nestle. Nestle supports child slavery, steals water, and makes false marketing claims that have resulted in the deaths of millions of babies. Yes, you heard that right, millions. Let's take a closer look. Ivory Coast produces 45% of the total cocoa in the world. In 2021, 8 former child slaves sued Nestle and several other companies for aiding and abetting the illegal forced labor of thousands of children on cocoa farms in their supply chains. Nestle has been accused of trying to cover this up by actively misleading the public and promising to phase out child labor, even though it hasn't to this day. Nestle sees water as a profit, not a basic human right. Some parts of the U.S., including Florida, Michigan, and California, are suffering from Nestle's water pilfering activities. One example is Strawberry Creek in California, where the company collects water as the region faces increasing droughts, water shortages, and devastating wildfires. The company is also guilty of exploiting groundwater in Pakistan, which recently went from being classified as water stress to water scarce. It has been noted that water levels in areas where Nestle began to produce its pure live water have sunk hundreds of meters, and Nestle gets it all for free. Ever since it was founded in 1867, Nestle has been assuring people that its baby formula is better than breast milk, which of course is a lie. This led to boycotts of Nestle in the United States and parts of Europe in the 1970s and 1980s, and similar accusations were made in Pakistan in the 1990s and then in China in 2010s. The company particularly focused on marketing in developing countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia during the 1970s, sending saleswomen dressed as nurses to convince mothers and paying doctors and hospitals to support these false claims, and while neglecting to educate women about how to prepare the milk formula. Millions of babies died, while the company made billions in revenue from its baby formula, and continues to do so. In addition to being the largest global food and beverage company, Nestle is consistently named as one of the worst plastic polluters. Despite evidence pointing to the contrary, Nestle's website boasts of its long-standing commitment to sustainability. Coca-Cola, Danone, and Nestle have been accused of falsely claiming that their plastic bottles are 100% recycled. And to make matters worse, two children die and dozens became seriously ill last year after eating contaminated pizza from a French brand owned by Nestle. The company later closed the factory, and Nestle forced to pay compensation to dozens of victims of the Buitoni pizza scandal. In addition to owning a 53.8% stake in Ossen Investments, an Israeli food producer, Nestle's ties with Israel are also evident through various investments and collaborations. Nestle is everywhere. It even has a 20% stake in L'Oreal. And these are just some of the company's products you know. Good food, good life, as the Nestle slogan says. But after all these examples, ask yourself, is that really so?
Some deep stuff, guys, eh? Some deep stuff. Well, I'm getting up to the top of the hour, so I see if I can just get a couple of little articles or anything here. I think I was getting close to the end of it anyway, actually. Yeah, it looks like I'm going into the other woo-hoo stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay, here's one about fasting I can pump in.
Quite a few scientists today are showing that fasting affects the brain. After not eating for, I think it's 24 hours. So not eating for 24 hours, the brain releases a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And brain-derived neurotrophic factor is a protein that stimulates neurogenesis. Fasting not only helps to rid our fat stores of built-up environmental poisons, especially, as you saw, if you nutritionally support the body, fasting also stimulates the release of the protein, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which stimulates neurogenesis. Do you know what neurogenesis means? New brain cells. Now, this discovery was made in 1998. Up until that time, it was understood that when the brain cells died, they were gone. And that is true. Once the brain cell dies, it's gone. It cannot regrow. But under the right conditions, brain-derived neurotrophic factor is released, which causes neurogenesis, new brain cells.
I reckon that's pretty close to it. Bloody hell, I might have had more than what I actually thought. Do-it-yourself face cleanser is another good one. You can use one part coconut oil, one part avocado oil for dry skin. For oily skin, you can use one part sweet almond oil and one part castor oil. And for a combination of a skin, you can just use one part argan oil and one part castor oil. Cleaning hacks. All right. I think this is the one that you can actually use. Okay, peroxide. Yep. There's things you can use with peroxide, cleaning hacks. Can you change your DNA? This 1967 experiment proves you can change your DNA structure. What you think, feel, and believe can completely change everything. Now, I don't know how, hopefully it doesn't go, I can't remember. I don't think it was too long, so I should be able to pump this in. Yeah. All right, last one, guys. 1 minute, and then I'll catch us all in the next episode.
In 1967, cell biologist Bruce Lipton started doing some experiments with stem cells, which are cells that have not yet taken on their final form and function and have the potential to become any cell type in the body. So he took three genetically identical stem cells and placed them in three separate petri dishes. The only difference is that each petri dish had a different culture medium, which is the environment cells live in, like a laboratory synthetic version of blood. And what happened next rewrote the rules of science. In one dish, the cells evolved into bone, in another, muscle, and in the third, they became fat cells. You have to understand that each cell had the same DNA, and conventional wisdom said that genes control the traits of the cell, yet this was not the case. So why was their destiny different? It's because their environment was different. Bruce Lipton goes on explaining to imagine your body as a skin-covered petri dish, because underneath your skin, there's over 50 trillion cells, and the culture medium for your cells is your blood. And your brain secretes certain chemistry into the blood based on what you think, feel, and believe, which then changes your cell environment and your genetic expression. So never blame your genetics, because if you change your mind, you change your biology.
Right, that's it. That is the end of the line, guys. We've reached the end of the broadcast. So I hope you got something out of that. A few little nuggets here and there, eh? Take it out with a little bit of theatrics for the next whatever, and I'll catch us all in the next episode. Take care, all. Be blessed. And in everything, give thanks. It's the next episode.
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day, a new flavor of fuckery. Cause everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of flops. Monday, bullshit. Tuesday, bullshit. Wednesday, and then four more days of increasingly stupid, ridiculous, ignorant, bolder, dash, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery.
Shut up.
shout out to Bass Records. Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, hey, to Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La da da da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why. On, yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He never could pay worth the fuck. Hunter got high. Now he gets a half a million up. Damn, that's high.
That's higher than a buck.
That's higher than me. Biden never used to start with DUI. Yeah, to Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, to Hunter got high. To Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter got high. He never been indicted before, but Hunter got high. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why. Yeah, cause Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, ain't never done. Hunter got high. He got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. His cousin was never a pimp till Hunter got high.